and steady
paycheck. Paycheck.
I'll be paying you safe.
Always remember what Thomas Jefferson said. Kill the president.
Appears as though something has happened in the motor case group.
Oswald has been shot.
This is a special effort.
You wipe some big for this shit.
Focused, non-terminal repeating phantasm.
I know a motherfucking Bigfoot when I see one.
We're a class 5 full roaming vapor.
Oh shit, those are aliens!
You know, ex-special forces operatives.
You see all my
Welcome to Podcast Foil Fina, guys.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Happy holidays from Podcast 1289. Jesse here. I got Dan with me.
Hey, everybody. Merry Christmas.
I got... Oh, that's mighty Republican of you, motherfucker.
Hey, political correctness is killing our economy, all right?
Why do you hate diversity?
Because white genocide. All right, we can't put that...
I don't think we can hang out anymore. Speaking of white genocide, we've got Mike with us tonight.
Happy Kwanzaa. No, not Kwanzaa. Well, maybe Kwanzaa. Happy Hanukkah.
Feliz Navidad.
Holy shit. And back with us again, we've got John here.
I am currently sober and therefore unhappy.
Too bad for you.
Tis the holiday spirit.
And then finally, rounding it out tonight for this little introduction recording, we've got Dylan here.
It's truth. And you know, there's no greater celebration than the birth of our savior, Paul Muad'Dib Atreides.
Obla-dee, obla-da. Anyway, tonight, This is something really cool that we've put together for you all. If you've been hanging out with the show for the last year, you know that last year we did a Christmas special.
We did a Christmas special.
Emphasis on special.
Anyway, so we did a special last year. Some people liked it. We had a lot of fun doing it.
We got a lot of death threats, though.
Yes, only the choicest of death threats.
It was from ISIS.
Well, that'll happen.
A fatwa was issued.
Emphasis on fatwa.
But it's been a busy year for Podcast 1289. It's so busy, in fact, that we almost were not going to do this just because we haven't really had a whole lot of time this holiday season. But you know what? A few people reached out to us, including the awesome people from the This Was Rad podcast, and told us how fucking funny they thought last year's Christmas special was. And, well, you know what? We could not turn down the opportunity to make you all laugh during this most festive time of the year.
Hopefully.
So, hopefully. Now, they're going to laugh. This shit's off the goddamn chain.
Or you're just gonna get really mad and go on a killing spree.
Don't do that. If you're thinking about hurting someone, hurt fictional characters.
Or Tim Allen.
Like Rian Johnson did. Just go take someone else's story and fucking ruin it. But anyway.
Oh, like my favorite episode of Ren and Stimpy.
Or Ajit Pai. He doesn't exist.
But anyway, so yeah, we all got together and Mike really fucking pulled out his A game here.
A game because I pulled it out of my ass.
Mike spearheaded this year's Christmas special. It's fucking hilarious. It's a really zany idea he came up with, and we were all happy.
Zaniness.
Absolute zaniness.
Wow.
We were all happy to be a part of it. We had so much goddamn fun recording this. I think it's better than last year's.
We outdid ourselves. I'll say it.
I think so. We were all many people.
And you know what? It's an improvement either way, because this one won't sound like it was left on someone's answering machine. Here it is for your listening pleasure on this wonderful wintry night, Podcast 1289's second annual Christmas special, narrated by Academy Award winning auteur Jeff Goldblum.
Podcast Christmas show hell yeah. Open a can of wool fast.
Well, you see, you know, with a cast theory. Hi. Hi, we're glad you've, come here for, our story, our special, presentation, as it were, but, without further ado, or, delay, or, disruption, or, any other kind of, communicative noise that could block the, signal, let's begin. Every who, down in Whoville liked, they loved Christmas, but the Grinch, who lived just north up on the top of the tower, he hated it. Oh, he hated it. Now, nobody really knows why. Could be because he went to the sports authority and bought shoes that were too small. Could be that he needed a chiropractic adjustment, and that there was something like kind of spinal misalignment in the upper neck area. But the most likely reason is because, some people say that the metaphor is heart or dick and balls, because you see, if it's heart, his heart is three sizes too small, because he doesn't have any kind of empathy. He's a sociopath. But if you go with the dick metaphor, it's more the repression in object cathexis that comes with the repression and redirection of the libido during the Christmas season, and therefore he had very little libido. He was impotent. But the Whos are a virile race, and they redirect all that excess libido into the repressed social ritual that is a Christmas. So he stood there, just looking down and hating the Whos and hating their Christmas. And he just frowned with his grinchy grinch frown.
I hate when it's here this damn Christmas season. I'm totally justified. I have plenty of reasons. They hang stockings loudly.
He snarled with a sneer.
Pounding nails into mantles, those masticating steer. They'll sing wretched songs and they'll eat their roast beast. And I'll get no sleep until they've finally ceased. Christmas is slave morality. I've read my Nietzsche. And they see nothing wrong with it. They think that it's peachy. They grow fat on their excess, never knowing true art. And oh, how they laugh as they smell their own farts. And that damn Christmas song, that fucking Who rioted, burn every copy. I never would buy it. I must find a way to stop Christmas from coming. Perhaps with no gifts, they'll see their shortcoming. And without their damn gifts, they'll all cry with futility as they finally see the true genius of me, Klaus Kinski. I hate all this rhyming. It's really a chore. I hope that you like this. You're getting no more.
Hey! Are you a rapper?
Suddenly, Kinski Grinch's faithful Sasquatch companion appeared.
Do you like listen to Drake, or are you more like an Immortal Technique kind of guy?
No, I'm more of a Run DMC fan.
They cheated Bernie out of the election.
No, it was being libtards that cost Bernie the election, you dolt. I hate fucking libs almost as much as I goddamn hate Christmas. 53 fucking years of this shit. God, do you know how many goddamn Christmases that is?
12.
Because it feels like a lot fucking more than 53, I'll tell you that.
This is pretty strong. Motivated by his absolutely intense hatred of this holiday. Could you blame a guy? But he had a plan that was executed and organized and sophisticated and chic and sleek.
I know. I'll break into those fucking shitheels' houses and steal their presents. Santa Herzog will have dropped them off within 3 hours. He's a punctual buck.
Yeah, you know, they say keeping a schedule late in life is pretty good for your heart health. You know, you gotta eat right and do a little cardio.
Plan was that he would steal Christmas. Ah, but how's he gonna do it? Well, he had some red felt and some white felt and some gorilla glue and, you know, some staples and glue, and he had, you know, nails, some plywood, and those things that aren't paper clips, but use them as paper clips, and you squeeze them and they take hold of the paper, but yeah, they're kind of flimsy, but you can buy them at Office Depot, and I don't really know what they're called, but can somebody tell me what they're called? This is really quite vexing, and he just got all of these together in his rumpus room that sadly fallen from disuse, and he made himself just a bright new jolly Santa Claus costume, and with a new sled. He just took his old Honda, just made a sled.
You're a bastard, Kinski Grinch. You really are an ass. Shaden Frood is your middle name. Raw Sewage is your last, Kinski Grinch. You're a glass of lemonade made with water from Flint, Michigan. You're a fuckboy, Kinski Grinch. You're a pile of stinky shit. I fronted you a dime bag and you never paid me back, Kinski Grinch. If I passed you burning in an oil fire, I would laugh for 500 miles.
Max!
It's D'Artagnan!
Get in this fucking reindeer costume!
With a D?
Max! Reindeer! Now, go!
What?
You giant rug thing. Please put on this reindeer costume that I am gesturing at.
Is this like, was this made by rubies, or is this some, like, you know, weird cosplay shit?
Don't ask. Put on the costume.
At least this one isn't a pillowcase this time.
Max!
That campfire was shaped like a plus.
Max!
It was real spooky. There were ghosts there.
Max, I told you not to tell anyone about that. Even me. Anyway, I'll sneak into every house in Whoville using the techniques I learned in the Special Forces Unit Foxhound. And I'll steal every last one of their presents. Then those damn Whos will understand the error of their ways. And I'll build a monument to my greatness out of the discarded scraps of capitalism those fools, those last men, take to be happiness.
I'm hungry.
And you may think, but surely, Jeff, this is, there's something like a scientific component to this plan, because every plan needs an application of physics. Now, he used the downward momentum on the hill with gravity forcing his sled slope that was there, and it was aerodynamic, and it was tight, and it was powerful, and it just kept going and going and going and building momentum down this hill, and he built a ramp, and it just, and after that, he and D'Artagnan just jumped out from the sled, because he had another sled that he built on the other side of the town in order to erase the evidence, because he had to make the first sled explode. And he had to frame it like it was a weather balloon or an aircraft carrier, but it couldn't. Nobody could know. Now, it. I'm piloting my shoes right now. But he made it to town. Is that felt?
This is stop number one.
The old Kinski claws hissed.
And if anyone gives you lip, you hit him with this.
And then Kinski Claus handed D'Artagnan a .38 Smith & Wesson.
Whoa, holy shit, that's a felony.
You knew what you signed up for when you became my roommate. You saw the lease agreement.
I can't read.
Blood in, blood out.
And
Fortunately, because he had been fasting for the annual Kinski sexcapades, he was a bit thinner than normal, so he slid down the chimney in a rather tight pinch, but if Santa could do it, then so could the Grinch, but he only got stuck maybe. One, two, three, 15 times. But he always made it out. And when he got in there, he my shoes are growing around every single living room that he got into there. He saw beautiful these stockings once he got out of the fireplace flue where the little you know all in a row. These stockings are the first things to go. He slithered, he slunk with a smile, really nasty, but you know he took the whole room. And he took every present, popguns, pampunas, pantukas, and drums, and checkerboards, and bizzlebinks, and popcorn, and plums. And then he stuffed them in bags, and the Grinchy nimbly stuffed all the bags one by one up the chimney, and then slung to the icebox. But then he took the Who's feast, and the pudding, and he took the roast beast, and the icebox, and the whole flash. And why that Grinch? He even took the last of the Who hash.
Oh shit, this Who hash has me fucking messed up.
Come on, man, pass that shit. Don't pull guardy. Come on, pass it. Come on to the left hand side.
I'm taking this fucking tree. I don't even goddamn need it.
Hey! Ah, what the fuck? What'd you do with our Christmas tree?
And at that moment, a physically underdeveloped Stone Cold Steve Austin, he came in.
Oh shit, it's a bald midget.
I'm 5.
I'm Santa. You're drunk and this is not happening. Have a beer and go back to bed.
All those things are true and I will. Good night, you green fuck.
Here, have another one, you little fucking drunk.
Hey, little Steven, come back to bed.
All right, Dad. Hey, stop yelling at the boy.
What?
Let's just get out of here.
It's Christmas. Stop yelling at the boy.
What?
Steven, take off your earbuds.
What?
Miles!
Come on, keep going. Don't look back. That got really awkward. Let's just go.
You're a scumbag, Kinski Grinch. Your screen name is John Galt. You're a troll account for Russia. Yoko Ono was your fault, Kinski Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I would take the ex-Beetle Widow. You're a shitheel, Kinski Grinch. Your wingman is Roy Moore. You've got raw snails between your teeth.
I saw raw snails at CBGB's.
Kinski Grinch. The three words that best describe you are shit, skank.
Meanwhile, at the abode of our protagonist, Vim Herzog, Herzog Werner Herzog, there is a man, who is not Herzog. He is not inside the house. He is outside the house because after a while, it is not possible for a man to be in a state of a superposition that is both inside and outside the house at the same time, unless you're standing with one foot in one door and the other side in front of the porch. But it is far more you cannot be inside or outside at the same time unless you are, which you are. You're in two places at the same time, which means you actually are probably just, it's actually an optical illusion generated by the fact that you're actually moving between two spots at incredible speeds, at the speed of light, and you actually just looks like you're in two places at the same time. But this is not what's happening. There's a man outside Werner Herzog's house.
Who is this? I specifically secluded myself in the middle of the frozen waste amongst the suicidal penguins to get away from humankind. What do you require?
Stanley here with my new use in this script, information and exposition. Herzog, I hear you doing this Christmas thing now.
Yes, I am filling in for the Santa Claus. He was shot down delivering presents over Camden, New Jersey. It was quite tragic, and as you know, I am the second jolliest individual, so I was the most qualified for the position.
Well, fear not, Miss Marvel's gonna clean up that city, just you wait. Now listen, Herzog, I got some information for you. As you are no doubt aware, The Age of Ultron is a superior film to The Dark Knight, but nevertheless, I present to you my newest invention, the Crime Alarm. It monitors every household in America for anyone who might be talking badly about me or any of my many Marvel properties which are owned by me in their entirety.
Why are you still existing in front of me?
Some say this is too much power for one man to have, but that one man would not be myself, Stan Lee.
I have work to do.
Now, Herzog, you understand that I do this out of the goodness of my heart and in compliance with the ancient pacts. I've discovered that your nemesis, Klaus Kinski, is attempting to steal Christmas from Whoville, and you should know those Whos, they have a powerful lobby. You're gonna want to get down there faster than my greatest superhero, the Quick Flash.
Well, thank you very much, old man, who spends his life crafting fables for children and worshipped by the inept. If there's one thing I despise more than anything, it is a thief. Like how time is a thief that steals our life force. And the thing I hate more than that is a snitch, so get the hell out of my face.
Oh yeah, nods as good as a wink to Stan Lee.
Oh, Klaus, why must our fates be so entwined? For years, I have had to put up with your antics, and your rantings, and your ravings, and your lunacy, and your fucking pistols. I shall assemble a team, a group of champions, but first, I must call an old friend from a last Christmas special.
Hello?
Hello, Jesse. It's me, Werner.
Who?
Ugh. Wim Wenders.
Oh!
The old man that gave you the limo.
Oh, for my good friend Richard. How the hell are you, partner?
Unfortunately, the junkyard has collapsed into a dust of failure. I am filling in for Santa Claus after his unfortunate accident above the skies of New Jersey.
Oh my goodness, what happened to him?
The stars are a fucking mess up there. And by stars, I mean anti-aircraft fire, and I was appointed the new Santa Claus.
Well, congratulations on the promotion, and it was really nice talking to you, but, see you later.
Yes, you will indeed see me later, for the reason I have called you is that I have come to reap the favor in your soul that I have sown, my old friend. Klaus Kinski is going around stealing Christmas, and there's not enough room for two sleigh-riding, soul-crushing Germans in this town.
I don't follow any of that. This is very convoluted. What does any of this have to do with me, Werner?
Well, I was wondering, since you have experience with the ropes and the turnbuckles and the ultimate of warriors, if you could assemble your friends to help me destroy Klaus Kinski, for I am but a dreamer and a thinker, not a warrior.
God damn it, Werner, you know those days are behind me. I got out and you're not pulling me back in. I'm providing a much-needed service out here, trying to educate all the sheeple in the world about the conspiracies and the government goings-on that plague our very society.
Well, I guess if you put it that way, there's no choice but to walk away feeling dejected. And all the children who will wake up on Christmas, they will see no presents. They will only see emptiness. It is...
Well, ding dong, bye-bye. This is getting boring. See ya.
So, as the, darkening of the, sky that happens nightly ended, and he, was at the, part of the time of the day that is, where it is, morning out, and Ventura began to suddenly, experience a, shift in his, opinions, about the thing that, Werner had talked to him about previously several hours ago when the sun was still not up. It was actually at the bottom of the sky where the sun lives when it is night.
You know what? He's right. I need to do something to save Christmas.
Hello, 911, what is your emergency?
Hello, 9-11. I need to be put through to Macho Man Randy Savage.
The Macho Man's dead.
I know. He's in hell. That's where that man went. You're going to have to patch me through.
Sir, we don't do that here at Emergency Services.
But I was a governor,
a fighter, a Navy SEAL, and I killed a Predator, and a Terminator.
I've been illuminating conspiracies.
Well, we can't do that, sir.
Feather boa.
Have you seen the running man, Abraxas?
Oh, so you don't think that Klaus Kinski trying to steal Christmas from a bunch of children is an emergency? Well, hashtag war on Christmas.
Sir, we're all big supporters of Christmas here at Emergency Services, sir.
Listen, I know for a fact that you guys are the modern-day harbingers of death, and you can patch me through on a super-secret line directly to hell. So why don't you just stop pushing pencils and do it?
I'll connect you.
Thank you for your telephone service.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, who's this?
This is Governor Jesse Ventura. Is this Randy?
Yeah, that's right, brother. You're on the phone with the one and only the Macho Man Randy Savage.
Randy, it's me. It's the body.
You're gonna have to be more specific, brother. There's a lot of bodies down here. I'm in hell.
You know, the mind. I was a governor, a Navy SEAL. I killed a Predator.
Ooh, no, that's incorrect. That was Arnold. You died.
Listen, we can discuss revisionist history later. Hashtag alternative facts. But right now, I need your help.
What's that, body? What do you need?
Well, there's some Germans up here in the world of the living.
Uh-huh.
And, well, yeah. One of them's apparently stolen Christmas from the village where the Austin family lives. What the fuck is that hammering?
Yeah! Yeah, buddy, I tell you, hell's a pretty sweet gig. I got these new initiates building furniture for my office.
You're doing great, boys!
They tend to be a little loud. But you'll have to speak up, buddy. What can I do for you?
Well, like I said, there's like some Germans up in the world of the living. And apparently, like, one of them has stolen Christmas from the mythical village where the Austin family lives. It's very convoluted, but we need to assemble a team.
Oh, no can do, buddy. See, bettering myself down here in hell, I've got a Groupon for Rosetta Stone to learn Spanish. Yeah.
What the hell do you need to learn Spanish for in hell?
Need the ghost of Latino Heat, Eddie Guerrero. Starting a new wrestling promotion called Lucha Underworld in the Mexican afterlife of Metatlan. So I gotta be multicultural, learn the language, yeah.
Well, listen, you better Metaclan your ass over here, because you still owe me from the last Christmas special.
Ooh, you had to bring that up, you know. Tell you that Macho Man is not a fan of having debts. No, he isn't. Let the Macho Man make a couple calls and I'll get back to you.
You're damn right.
It's okay. Took too much. It's fine. Just, you're like powerful force.
Hi.
Oh, my teeth are itching.
So, you, the audience can help me. No. It's gravity. Gravity is currently working against contrary to the Iran Contra, Immanuel contrary to the ontological fulfillment of Kinski's plans in motion that he is undertaking. He is now dragging him down the hill, but he has to go back up the hill with the toys and all the things that he took and he stole and he plundered from the town of Whoville is now that the place that he stole the presence from, that he is now taking them from, and gravity is working against him. So he has to just summon all of his muscular strength, and he just has to just clench his tight abs. And he is now, oh, that's my phone. My phone is talking to me. Oh, but now Kinski is, fighting gravity to take the presence that he took, that we already know he took from Whoville, and he is going to set them on fire.
So now all I have to do is dispose of this massive collection of excess into the chasm, and the world will know the greatness of Kinski Grinch. But first, surely carried by the wind will be a chorus of plebeian cries of sorrow. Wait, are they not crying?
But here, you can't actually... oh, dragons! See it, but there is now a change happening. If this were cinematic, if this were a audiovisual experience, it would be a bit like the Ron Howard adaptation, where you have the pan in and you have the change of expression, and you have the music swelling and the cinematography and the lighting and the color just beaming directly into my eyes and imprinting itself on my brain. But what you can see now is that Kinski, upon hearing the Whos sing, most of them are singing, but some of them are going. But he can't hear them because they're actually tourists over in Nicaragua, so they're not really relevant. So, but now let's hear Kinski say it.
Are they fucking singing? But I took all of their shit. Like, I didn't even just take their Christmas stuff. I took everything in their fucking houses. I took their fucking pampuzas, their fucking tratrunkas. I took... What the fuck even... Is this just a fucking case of Miller?
Hey, this flashlight's got lips on it.
What? When the fuck did you learn how to goddamn talk?
I've been interacting with you this whole episode.
You know, maybe this Christmas shit doesn't come from a store. Maybe it's about something more important, like family or wrestling or some... Wait a second. No, I spent my whole fucking evening doing this. I'm not gonna fucking give up now because Christmas comes from some other punk-ass horseshit than a fucking store. I could have been fucking jerking off on Pornhub the last 6 goddamn hours or playing some fucking Minecraft.
That's disgusting.
Is that really any more disgusting than how you fucking smell?
Hey, that's not exactly fair. I use Grey Poupon by Old Spice.
That's just spiced mustard. Fuck it. I'm fucking done. I could have fucking spent my night doing other shit, but here we are. Fucking help me push this thing. I'm done. I'm fucking done. I want to go home.
You're a fucker, Kinski Grinch. You're the king of Twitter spam bots. Your heart's an old Dodge Dart dripping with motor oil spots, Kinski Grinch. Your socio-political worldview is a dumpster fire overflowing with the most ass-backwards, reprehensible, anti-humanitarian, pseudo-intellectual jargon imaginable. Dressed up like a red pill. You're an edgelord, Kinski Grinch. You call everyone a cuck. You don't believe in the Holocaust and you voted Donald Trump, Kinski Grinch. You're a three-decker sour milk and turdstool sandwich with Three Mile Island sauce.
You're back. Last time we dropped five minutes, ten to five, ten through twenty-five minutes ago. We observed, calculated, there is a kind of structuralism involved in this narrative, and it is akin to the Werner is attempting to he's laying his cobwebs, his plans, his traps, and he's got a team, and they're gonna wait for him, and he's in the parking lot, and here we go.
Jesse, where is your team that I asked you to assemble in the parking garage?
The team is coming.
Why aren't they here?
I said they could fight. I didn't say they could fucking tell time. They are wrestlers.
Macho Madness!
See, I told you they're here. It's my good friend, back from the grave, Randy Macho Man Savage.
Ooh, that's Macho Man Randy Savage.
Macho Savage Randy Man.
You're late.
Ooh, no. You see, Macho Man doesn't believe in the man-made construct of time, yeah. Let me tell you, time is a flat circle, yeah.
This man looks like a prostitute.
Now, you just hold on one moment there, Daddy. You don't demean a man like the Macho Man. You just hold on there. The American Dream Dusty Rhodes is here because he was asked a favor. A favor from a man. A Macho Man, Daddy. 100% the American Dream always returns a favor.
I am sorry. I cannot help it sometimes.
Ooh, all right. Apology accepted, Santa.
Jesse, can I ask you a question?
You just did.
Why have you brought me the souls of the undead?
No more questions. Assembled us a crack team here, yeah.
We gonna do this the right way. We gonna settle this in the sport of kings.
Orale, ese.
Oh my goodness, it's my good friend, Eddie Guerrero. Eddie, how's Chris Benoit doing?
Oh, he's with his family now. He's all good.
That's amazing. I've been wondering where he's been.
And they also brought Dave from Carl's Jr.
Wait, what?
Yeah, hi. I understand you're a governor.
Who the fuck is this guy?
I'm Dave. I work at Carl's Jr. in hell.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Randall, why did you bring this gentleman to this assembly of fighters?
I figured he'd be an excellent distraction. Also, he owed me one from lunch the other day.
No, I said it was on the house. That means you owe me.
Shut up, Dave. Yeah.
Oh, Ed.
Everyone, this is my girlfriend, China.
Hello, boys.
We met up again on Rematch.com.
Yeah, you see, Christmas is in danger for these little hoosets, yeah. So it's up to us to save Christmas from these outside interference. Yeah, take on this Kinski Grinch head on. Yeah, mano y seis manos, yeah. We are unjustifiably in this position to save the holidays, but here we are, rising to the top. Yeah, rising to the occasion, yeah. Macho Madness coming through this. Kinski Grinch thinks that he can steal the light of Christmas. Or from these children, yeah, he's got another thing coming, I don't mind telling you. Macho Man Randy Savage here, Christmas Eve 2017, is not happy with your decision, yeah. You know that I am the cream of the crop. It is more, in our moment of glory, we shall save the festivities, yeah.
That was a longer soliloquy than I would do.
It's the only way you can talk, Daddy.
Well, Jesse, I hope you are comfortable, for these are the men who are going to guard your very life.
Well, spray me with thermite and call me fucked. Huzzah!
Werner Bros, use your chemically induced strength to capture that bag of ill-gotten gains.
Hey, it's Wim Wenders!
I don't know how the fuck you got up onto this mountain with us. I'm going to have to ask you to leave, though. I've got a fucking gun.
Nobody refers to the American dream, Dusty Rhodes, as a pile of assholes without paying the toll, Daddy. It's time we settle this the way our ancestors did. We settle this in the ring. We settle this with honor. We settle this with a royal rumble, Daddy.
Kinski then found himself in a massive ring.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Christmas Eve Royal Rumble. Jim Ross here. We got an electrifying event for you tonight. Some of the greatest athletes in the world are going to come through this ring, and business is about to pick up here, I tell you.
Who hash is fucking me up, man? Jesus shit, this stuff is fucking strong.
It's strong for me as well. It's not who hash.
Listen here, you weird German fuck. I didn't stand idly by when the CIA stole this country's innocence by killing John Kennedy. And I'm not going to stand idly by when you steal the innocence of all the children in Whoville by stealing their presence.
Who the fuck is John Kennedy? Fuck! Ow!
For those of you who have not been seeing the visuals, Jesse Ventura has just punched Kinski Grinch in the schnoz.
Yeah, that's right.
Ooh, save some room for me, brother.
Macho Man enters the ring looking quite snazzy.
Yeah, Macho Man going wild. Ooh, Kinski Grinch, you ruined my Christmas as well by making me go on this boondoggle activity. Get over here, you shit.
Ow! Jeez, why do you guys keep hitting me?
You made the Macho Man cash in a favor. He likes to bank those things.
We're gonna show you a little tag team action.
You're gonna fuck?
What the fuck?
Sorry, buddy.
For those of you listening at home, he has hit... Jesse Ventura, directly in the back of the skull.
It was an accident, you know? Sorry, I got caught up in the moment.
That was no accident, you shitheel. Just like Building 7 was no accident. This was a false flag planned operation. You betrayed me.
Do you spend all of your time on YouTube?
Infowars.com, sheeple.
Yeah, that's right, Infowars.com. You buy my, my energy supplement.
Oh my God! Klaus Kinski has just murdered Alex Jones!
Whoa, relax, you washed up hacks. We can't be fighting each other. We got Kinski to smash.
Who the fuck are you calling washed up? You're dead.
You're fat.
Eddie, you get out of here. Nobody breaks up a Macho Man fight except for Macho Man Randy Savage. That's
why you're not me, brother. Whoa, that's a hate crime, Missy.
I can't understand a word you're fucking saying. Do you just speak in stereotypes?
Ooh, that's a bit racist there.
Yeah, you need to check your green privilege.
I'm not the one who showed up in a fucking lowrider.
Here comes China, the ninth wonder of the world, a gigantic Amazonian beauty. Here she comes storming towards the ring.
Prepare to have your ass kicked by the ninth wonder of the world.
Oh my God, she's tripped. China has fallen.
What is wrong with her?
I have lost track of everything that's going on, and I really cannot describe the orgy of violence and stupidity that I am witnessing right now.
Can anyone else hear the guy from the fucking Thor movie with the fucking floofy hair and like the fucking robes?
I like them better in The Fly.
Yeah, Fly was a pretty good movie.
Ooh, yeah, I'm more of a Jurassic Park fan.
Just wanted to steal some fucking shit.
Hey, how's this for an idea? How about you go out and get a goddamn job?
I already got a job, fucko. A blow job from your mother.
You know what? I'm just done. That was uncalled for.
You need some ointment for that sick burn, man, tits?
No, you know, I need a bus ticket because I'm leaving. I am no longer going to be a part of this debacle. Goodbye.
Because you're too poor to own a car!
Solidarity! Solidarity, daddy! Solidarity is the name of the game. When the capitalist man got you down, the capitalist man got you down. That's you, Kinski.
Fuck.
Chains that keep the man down, they're going around your throat next, daddy.
You're gonna fucking kill me? For fucking breaking and entering?
First against the wall, daddy.
Jesus shit!
Oh no. Oh wow. Mr. Mushroom. Oh man. Oh Jesus. Oh, I can't say that. I'm from hell.
Ooh, Dave, get over here, brother. Come on, get in here close.
I'm really freaking out, man.
Look me right in the eyes, brother, I tell you. You're too good for this world.
Oh, what to do? Macho Man, help.
Now I'm fucking blind?
Oh, shit, I already got sunglasses on. What is going on here?
Darkness is imprisoning me.
Here we are now in the Valley of the Giants. To clash against a primordial evil, to finish what seems an eternal blood feud between two forces of nature.
I've got a fucking gun, Herzog, and you know I fucking use it.
This is it, Klaus. The hour of thine doom is upon you, and the final curtain is descending. For years I have put up with your tomfoolery, but before I end your life, I must ask you a question. Why are you talking like Skeletor?
Who the fuck is Skeletor?
By the beard of Samuel Gompus.
Shack attack.
Oh shit!
Wow, confetti!
No, my young Sasquatch friend. That was actually brain matter ejecting from his skull.
Oh, good God, man.
It's in my hair, and on the walls, and on the floor.
Thank you, large, window, irrelevant metal ceiling, basketball star, for saving Christmas for all the souls in Whoville that are now certainly scarred for life.
Yeah, it's cool.
Thank God we got union janitors in this joint, daddy.
Now with the threat of Kinski gone, I shall return all the presents to the citizens of Whoville. Here you go, young Steven.
Oh boy, how the fuck did I get here? I don't care, this is called a plot hole, and y'all shouldn't pay any attention to it. This creepy German fellow gave me a present. I can't wait to open it up. I'm tearing the wrapper, and I'm gonna open the wrapper, and oh my God, there ain't fucking nothing in this thing.
What you are feeling now is the cold air of disappointment. The greatest gift I can give you is a small sample of the continent of stinging betrayals that world has to offer. It is what that I say.
Man, shut the fuck up! Talking to me with all this silly existentialist shit, it's Christmas, you motherfucker!
Oh my God, Herzog turned heel! Can you believe it?
God damn it. All this violence, that's not what Christmas is all about. Eddie, my brother, you have to tell them. Tell them what Christmas is really about.
Ahem. Lights, por favor.
And they were in the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock at night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid, and the angel said unto them, Orale ese, fear not, for I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born a day in the life of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies, with Glory to the newborn King.
Merry Christmas, everybody!
God damn us, everyone.